Welcome to the Keto Matrix Podcast. This is episode 23. In unique fashion, Neo, myself, is talking to Neo, myself. Check out the episode. We're really going to unpack why, how things shape up, and it shapes and puts the groundwork for episode 24, which will be released tomorrow. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It'll be recorded and released the next day. So it'll be recorded on Friday, released for Saturday. This episode will be out a little bit earlier than normal so that you guys can get a jump on listening to it. But take the time out, listen to this episode. It's really just me talking through my brain and the things that are there and trying to kind of lay the groundwork for why there are tools I think more people should utilize and take advantage of. Enjoy the episode, guys. And again, I apologize that it's just me by myself. I can talk. I talked for 44 minutes. It blew my mind that I could speak for that long, but I did. Enjoy, guys. And episode 24 will have some really amazing guests on. If you listen to the episode, you'll find out who. Peace out. Talk to you soon. Let's jump into the episode.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com. Now, let's jump into our latest episode.
Well, ladies and gents, boys and girls, episode 23 is going to be one you either love or you hate. Several reasons for that, but the first one and most obvious may be the fact that I didn't say good afternoon or good evening or hello to absolutely anyone else. This is a solo episode. It's a new episode. It's a different type of episode. And really, the truth be told, it's an episode that I'm doing because there's an episode that I will be recording tomorrow, and I really wanted this to kind of lay the groundwork for it. And whenever I commit to do something like releasing an episode every Friday, I don't want there to be a Friday where there's a missed episode, where there's a missed opportunity for you guys to go about your regular daily routine, whether that be in the morning when you wake up, on your drive into work, maybe when you're at the gym later in the afternoon, or whatever time it is that you listen to the podcast on Friday, to not have a new Keto Matrix episode. And so as I was kind of thinking about going through one, whether I should release one of the other episodes that have been recorded, or two, provide you guys with something fresh, I decided I'd go with something fresh. Now, this was a last minute decision, hence the reason why there's no one else on recorded. Brittany's at work right now. I know all of my other guests are doing things, and I really didn't want to take away from the fact that every guest that's on here, we greatly appreciate, and we want them to at least have a week of highlights where those guests are featured and returned and people listen to that episode. So I'm doing a solo episode. We're going to talk about some weird things. It's funny as I sit here and think about the fact that I'm doing an episode talking to myself. I think to myself, wow, I must really be able to talk because I'm literally talking to myself. I'm not watching. I'm not doing a live. I'm just talking into a microphone and hoping that the information I share as you guys get into the cobwebs that is my brain makes sense. So first, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. And secondly, I do want to let you know there is going to be an episode released tomorrow, which will be this one. And then I will be releasing another episode. So 2 days back to back, first thing for Saturday, it will be available midnight on Friday evening. This will be available midnight on Thursday evening, which is today. This is literally the freshest episode you'll ever get because I'm recording at the same time it will be released. So without further ado, today's episode is going to be about why. That's it. Just why. Why I started keto, why I think everyone should be on keto, why I think it's absolutely amazing that it's difficult and challenging at times, why I think it will help you grow beyond just reaching new levels of vitality. Why, and some more why. I'm sitting here in my office looking out the window and the sun is setting and it's extremely bright. And as I stare into it, you know, you've got to take a second to realize just how majestic the sun actually is. Like, it's great, but it also hurts. Like, you can't look into it directly. And I feel like sometimes we too often will look at ourselves and it hurts. It hurts to look at where we've been, where we want to go, our mindset and whether or not we'll actually get there, how it's going to be accomplished, if it can be accomplished, what we have done as individuals to dictate or predicate what comes next. And a lot of it can be overwhelming, kind of like looking directly into the sun. You know, I have this conversation, a thought of mine, you know, sometimes in the morning, if I'm out and the sun's coming up and it hits me at just the right angle. And, you know, again, when it goes down, I just think about the fact that I look into my yesterday and the things that I've come from, gone through, experienced, been exposed to, etc., and wonder what it holds or what it means for the things I'm yet to accomplish. And that all goes back into kind of my why. why I continue to do keto, why I continue to progress in the outlook and the research and the helping of those that I can. It all stimulates so much more beyond nutrition aspect of things. So let's kind of talk about that. I don't know what your why is. You know, maybe you found keto because you're 100 pounds overweight, 200 pounds overweight, and you're just sick and tired of being fat. I'm there. I've been there. I feel you. Maybe you're doing keto because the doctor said, you know, here's yet another medication or another medicinal cocktail that you need to take, and you're just really sick of the drugs. Maybe you can't afford the drugs. Literally, like, maybe you are spending that much money on drugs and you're just looking for an out. Maybe you're on keto because everybody else is on keto and it seems like it's cool and you're just not popular and you're looking for some kind of way to relate with other people. I honestly don't know. Maybe you have a desire to have a higher level of performance and you've heard the hype, you've witnessed the hype, and you want to be part of it. Whatever your reason is, whatever the thing was that said, I'm going to start on this journey, a couple things I need you to keep in mind. One, no matter what you think this journey looks like for you, I can guarantee you it's not going to be that. It is not going to be what you looked at it to be. It's not going to be as easy. It's not going to be as hard. It's not going to be as limiting. It's not going to be as anything that you may think it will be. And I say that because every time I think I figured it out, every time I think I am an expert on my own outlook, on my own internal processes, it changes. It changes because I take on a new client. It changes because I've overcome a new challenge. It changes because I have opened my mind to recognizing there are other levels at which I can dream. And it changes. So the first thing I'll say is be open to that. Be open to know that whatever your first step is not going to dictate your second. Because in all honesty, your outlook is going to change. So why I started keto. For some of you that have listened to the first introductory episode, you probably know. You know, I was looking to make some changes, promised my wife, you know, who's 9 years my junior, I wouldn't die, and really got to the point where I was just fat and unhappy, really unhappy with the fact that I even got that fat. And if I looked at myself and thought internally about my body dysmorphic disorder, as I looked at myself, I would have never thought I was 300 plus pounds. I wouldn't have. I would have never guessed in a million years that I had 150, 140, 100, anything plus pounds to lose. But here we are, a new day. Now, I didn't start keto to lose weight. I just started looking at ways that I could be healthier. And that came with, you know, wheatgrass shots every day, lots of green smoothies, lots of two-a-day workouts, and lots of stuff that didn't really help impact me. I found intermittent fasting, did intermittent fasting, worked out great. I dropped really decent weight intermittent fasting and eating garbage. I mean, no joke. Still felt bloated, still felt lethargic. And though I still felt better than I did, I still didn't feel amazing. I just felt, you know, good. It was kind of like I took a bad, made it good, and was hoping it'd be better. And then came keto. That conversation, that listening in to something that had nothing to do with keto, you know, stimulated a response where I had questions and I thought that it was impossible and weird, and others told me the same. And so I decided I would take the leap. And it wasn't for weight loss. I was really doing well with losing weight and having fun doing it and eating all the garbage, legitimately. But when I underwent being able to look at unlocking and increasing my neurological performance and function, I, you know, was like, okay, keto's it. And the first thing that hit me when I did keto, the first thing that knocked me off my feet literally was starting. I would have in a million years, if you would have asked me, what do you think your day one's going to be like? And I'd be like, it's like a normal day. And it was until it wasn't. I literally spent the first 3 days of my keto journey. Some of you know this, some of you don't, but I really thought I was going to die. I was locked up in a dark room. And with the exception of caring for my dogs who cannot care for themselves, I was dead to the world. Took off of work. I mean, it was absolutely miserable. And so again, principle number one, whatever your day one looks like, don't let yourself feel like you have the idea of what day two and day three are going to look like, because you really don't know. I know I didn't. So I progressed, and it wasn't until day four when I woke up feeling completely different over the whole loss of electrolytes, keto flu issues, headaches, all those problems, did I realize that I had slept for the first time greater than 9 hours at a level of efficiency I had never once seen before ever in my entire life. It was eye-opening, to say the least, that I had finally rid myself of the toxins of sugar and caffeine and things that that had been plaguing me for so long and could sleep at that level. It was incredible. I felt absolutely different and it was amazing, but really just intrigued me to, you know, want to continue. Now I say all of that and my why still was, let me improve my neurological function. I wanted to work and be more efficient when 5 o'clock rang. I didn't want the high and lows of the energies that change, you know, throughout the day and depending on my sleep and all these other things. And so, you know, I was getting that, at least, you know, from the rest that I had. I digress. That was the initial why. That was it. I was like, I want to improve my neurological. I felt like that was working, that was happening. But then something incredible happened. I lost weight. I say that and people were like, oh, well, you know, that's great. You said you were losing weight and, you know, I've lost weight before. And I will continue to say, do not come to keto to lose weight. Don't do it. Just don't start keto because you want to lose weight. Because there's so many other things that you could be doing to help yourself lose weight that do not involve keto. Okay, I'm saying that, I've said it, I'm gonna continue to say it. Now, if you want more than just weight loss, if you wanna truly change your life, if you truly wanna change the way your body functions, the way your body heals, the way your body performs, the way your mind works, if you wanna change your sensitivities, if you wanna change all of those things, if you want to grow beyond your wildest imaginations, then definitely give keto a shot. But I say that because in losing weight, it was impressive to me, but it really wasn't. I thought, okay, well, I hadn't really eaten in 3 days, so cool, no biggie. Then I continued to eat all of the fat. I mean, Jimmy Dean sausage and eggs is pretty much where I lived with some cheese for the next several days. Maybe I had some sour cream, maybe I'd add different types of cheese, but it was pretty much the same stuff for a few weeks. And I didn't know, I preface all of this with, I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. I just knew that I didn't need to eat carbs, right? Like that was it. I knew to stay away from carbs and I could eat all the fat and protein that I wanted. And so I did. And as I was doing those things, weight continued to come off really effortlessly. But more so than that, I was enjoying what I was eating and my energy level continued to improve. So as I was doing that, I was kind of going through that process. I started having new whys. So now it wasn't just, I want more energy at the end of the day because I was getting that. I didn't even know I wanted to sleep better because I didn't know I was sleeping as bad as I was, but I got that. Then I started thinking, okay, well, if I'm losing weight, like how much weight can I lose? Like, all right, cool. Let's say I'll lose 30 pounds. Maybe I'll lose 40 pounds. And so weight's dropping and weight's continuing and, you know, my workouts are getting better and my energy is getting better. My contractions are changing. And so I continued this. Okay, well, let's adjust. Let's see how this stuff goes. I will tell you my first 3 months, you know, I didn't even have a desire to cheat. I truly and honestly did not have a desire to cheat. When I decided I was going to have my first cheat day, the why was because we literally were in a different state. And I said, you know, we've done this before. If you've listened to episode 1, you'll hear me talk about my wife and I's adventures in different places, in different areas, and you know, feeding our, I don't want to say addictions, but our desire to eat different food and places that have been showcased. I've talked about on this podcast several times the app that is the TV Foodie app that has all the diners, drive-ins, and dives and all those things. And so we're in a different state. And my wife wanted to try some things. And I believe I was at a gas station that had fried chicken. That sounds dumb. I know it was on the border of Alabama. It was supposed to be amazing fried chicken, at least everyone said. And fried chicken, when it's made with flour and everything else, is not keto, but I wanted to try it. So I did. And it was amazing. But that turned into a cheat. I was like, okay, you know, I'll do that. I wound up having a Starbucks coffee, which did not taste like coffee at all because of all the sugar and garbage in it. But as I started doing these things, I started feeling the process of being bogged down, feeling myself slow down. It was kind of like having too many applications open on the computer. Things just weren't loading as fast. I couldn't move from one window to the next as fast. I really could feel the impact of the insulin surge and the sugar levels in my body adjust and everything else slow down. So then my new why was, why do I feel this way? And why do I ever want to feel this way? And how can I prevent it? You know, I can't tell you how many times along this journey that I had to look at, you know, what was going on in life around me and what I could do with those things that were going on with life around me and have an impact on. So I say all that to say these little things continued to happen. There would be a change here, a change there. You know, I remember there being a time when, you know, I was still working for an employer at that point in time in life, and you know, my why at that point in time was because he had someone in his family suffer from a massive heart attack. And he himself were going through different things with hypertension and high blood pressure and all of the things that are associated with those people that are insulin resistant, are on a carb-based diet and, you know, are forced to take statins because their doctor had said so. And at that point in time, my why was, let me show you how easy this is. You know, when we'd have meetings or we'd be out, I wanted to just show them, like, here, let me show you how you can change your life and kind of increase your vitality. So that was a why, you know, and those things changed actually as wife started keto, which was fantastic. I actually don't know to this day. If you're listening, shoot me a message. I know you know who you are. Let me know if you ever started. And if you're listening to this podcast, I venture to say you probably have, but I digress. So, you know, that was a why. If I sit right now in this moment, continuing to stare out my window because I have nothing else to look at other than this equalizer in my app as I record this, I think to myself, what's my why right now? And my why right now is because of you guys. Of, like, no joke. You know, I stay keto right now, one, because I absolutely feel amazing. I literally do think it is the most efficient way for your body to function, hands down. I will debate it with anyone if they'd like to talk about it, anyone. But I have you guys as a why. I want you guys to be able to look at me, look to me, look to the Keto Matrix to keep you focused on what you're doing and why you're doing it. I want you guys to see any of the challenges that come up with life and your ability to walk through and beyond those challenges while still staying ketogenic. I want you guys to see my mood stability, no matter how crazy things are. I try to be a little bit more transparent day in and day out and just show you guys why this is the new me and will forever be. You know, I've talked about Neo and it being new and revived, and, you know, keto really has done that for me. You know, when I think about some of the challenges that have happened for my wife and I over the last year, really a little bit longer than the last year, and I think about eating ketogenically, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I have been able to deal with these challenges, obstacles, and issues. One, because I have an absolutely great support system in my family, my wife's family. But two, because, you know, literally, when I look at starting keto, when I looked at the challenges that I was given and faced ketogenically, I've overcome those. And it really allowed me to reshape and reframe my mindset as to know if there's anything that's an issue, if there's anything that's a challenge, I can overcome it. Because I've done keto, because I continue to do keto, and because when there's temptations, distractions, and desires that are not in my best interest, I have been able to stay strong. And that in itself is a reason to continue. Now, yes, you guys as my listeners, you hold me at a high level of accountability. If you did not know, so you do, because I am not ever going to be in a situation where you catch me out and I'm slipping and you guys are wondering why I'm, you know, shoving hot Krispy Kremes down my throat and you're like, hey, is that Neo over there fat and unhappy? No, that will not be me. You know, I remember thinking, you know, as I started to gain a client base and people were growing outside of where we were, my wife would say, hey, you know, do you think someone in here knows you? And I'm like, no, come on. But hey, you never know. Someone may recognize the hawk. But either way, I continue. You know, I really want to show you guys how to live your best life, how to, you know, find and be the best version of yourself. And if I can't lead by example, how can I expect you guys to? So that just kind of encapsulates all that together. And then I look at what keto has done for me in terms of dreaming. Just dreaming. I don't know the last time you've dreamt. So let's talk about sleep for a second, right? I mentioned the fact that, you know, my waking up the night of my third, day of my fourth of being keto, I hadn't slept in a really long time. And I finally slept like really, really, really well. And it allowed me to dream. I do not know, so don't ask me. I have absolutely no idea what the dream was about. But in a practical standpoint, now when I look at the future, when I look at the growth, when I look at the change, when I look at the things I want to accomplish in life, keto has allowed me to dream, you know, and had I have a new sense of vigor in looking at what can be and what can't be accomplished. And I recognize, as I tell you guys, I tell myself, you know, our abilities to really reach for the stars are only limited by our imagination to do it. That's it. We are absolutely more capable to accomplish things if we give ourselves the recognition, understanding, and grace to dream and imagine. And so I do. I dream and imagine things that are possible that I never thought would be, just because I'm doing what I considered and thought at one point in time was impossible. And that has opened up so much along, you know, my life path and the trajectory that, you know, I'm going. So there's that. I say all these things, right? And people are like, okay, well, this sounds great. Maybe some of you are thinking, okay, cool, enough of this episode, I'm done. I really don't care what his why is. But I'm just sharing like things that have gone in my mind, asking you to think about things in your own. And what are you doing to help support your why and the development and understanding and the self-reflection of it? Because at the end of the day, those are the things that are necessary. You know, for those of you that follow me on social media, which it's keto.neo on Instagram, it is the Keto Matrix's Keto Neo as a Facebook page on Facebook. And then it's keto_neo on Twitter. For any of you that are still doing Twitter, I tell you right now, I'm only on Twitter based on sharing via Instagram. So FYI. But, you know, I post every morning one or two of the books or devotionals that I'm reading, because that's how I start my day. And I only start my day there because I need to take an inward look at what my outward responses are going to be for what happens. That's it. And if I don't do that every single day, then every single day I open up the opportunity for me to fall back into old ways. And I don't want to. So I continue to do keto because those things continue to keep me on pace, continue to keep me tracking in my right mindset, and continue to allow me to the position to grow and develop and continue to be a better version of myself. Those are all things that I feel we all have individually. Now, having said that, there's someone listening right now that's thinking, I've had 4 children, I've been overweight my entire life, and keto may help me, but I'm not that strong. Well, I can tell you this. If you feel and if you think you're not that strong, then you're not that strong. If you look at what you feel, you will always fail. If you look at what you feel and think that feeling is truth, you will always fail. See, feelings are these emotions that we're supposed to have and think dictate a response. And they should never. See, because if we allow our feelings to dictate a response, then we'd be doing things we shouldn't do on a regular basis. I can tell you right now, there have been many a times that I've had to bite my tongue or bottle up my rage, because if I responded the way that I felt, things would not go as planned. And that is the same when it comes to nutrition and diet and eating and lifestyle. There are plenty of times, as I sit here and record this right now, I am an hour or so away from my absolute second workout of the day. And this will be, I think, day 4 or day 5 of my 6-day rotation. I don't feel like going to the gym. This is me being honest with you. I do not. I love the way I feel right now. I love my lifts. I love how those things are going, but I don't feel like going to the gym. I have to sacrifice time out of spending time with my wife, time out of being home, time out of just being relaxed to go to the gym, stress my body out and put it through its paces, break my body down. That's what I'm going to do. And I don't feel like it. But if I allow myself to dictate my actions based on my feelings, nothing would get done. Nothing would get done. I'd play, I don't know, Fortnite. I don't even have Fortnite, but It's a great game, I've been told. It's funny story, side note. So I have PlayStations. I have PlayStation 3. I have a limited edition Call of Duty PlayStation 4. And my wife can tell you how many times on one hand that I've played either system. I don't know why I have them. I think it's because growing up as a child, I always wanted the newest gaming system. And by the time we ever got them, the system was old and outdated. The first system we ever got, again, side note tantrum, but the first system we ever got fairly new, like within the first couple weeks that it was released, was Dreamcast. And for those of you that remember Dreamcast, it didn't last very long. So I'm still kind of bitter about that. But either way, so I have these gaming systems. They're great. I don't have time to play them. If I did what I felt like, I would just be playing like Assassin's Creed, which is one of my favorite games, on a regular basis. I don't have that. That's not my why, right? So if you are the person that is looking at yourself and thinking, I can't do this, I can't do that, then you won't. I promise you, you won't. But if you give yourself a little bit of grace and look at what you would tell someone else, because this is the thing, we can never motivate ourselves based on ourselves. I'm going to say that again. We can never motivate ourselves based on ourselves. We can't. I don't care who you are. You can't do it. Right. So you could say your why is to beat cancer, or your why is to live longer. But none of those things are for yourself. They're not. You know, when faced with adversity, the issue and the reason that we overcome the said challenge is not for ourselves. Right. It's for the other people. If you were to ask yourself, why don't you want to die? Is it because of you? Because if we really looked at ourselves internally, that can't be the thing that keeps us alive, right? It's got to be the other people that don't want us to, or the other people that we live for, the other people that we work for, the other people that we do things for, whether that be your children, your spouse, your parents, your friends, whoever, right? But we are, I truly, truly believe this, ingrained in us, as selfish as we are as individuals, when it comes down to life or death, our desire to live is truly based on two things: fear and the fear of leaving others. But that fear itself, I think if you really thought about it long enough, if you really pondered that moment and that thought, it would not be because you scared it for yourself. You were scared of it for yourself. You'd be scared of it for those around you, right? Like your thought process on dying is because you don't want to leave your kids, or you don't want to leave those that love you, which is great. I'm cool with that. But at the end of the day, those whys, okay, those things that are motivating factors have to be motivating factors outside of yourself. So again, and this is just me free flowing to the talk, guys. I have no agenda here, so hang in there. If I look at my whys and how they've evolved and adapted throughout this period in time, they have still always been for someone else. Whether that be you guys, listeners, clients, my wife, those around me, those that are looking for my guidance, those people that have told me I could not do something and I want to prove them wrong, whatever. For any of those things, that would be it. Now, the reason why I was fat, that was all for me. That was absolutely all for me. Oh, I love this. I just thought, I'm unpacking this as we're talking. So when I would be stressed out, I'll just tell you this now. So I worked a logistics job. Doesn't matter what the logistics job was. It just mattered that I would start the day stressed out because I'm leaving. It was cold. It was whatever. It was someplace I didn't feel like dealing with or being, and I would leave and I'd be stressed at work. And so then I have to come up with a good excuse to give myself motivation to get there, right? So maybe it was the lovely coffee drink loaded with sugar and the cupcakes that I was going to have to kick off the day. So let's start with that as the reason, right? And then it would progress to, oh man, you know, lunchtime, this place in Ohio makes the world's thickest and most delicious chocolate shake, and I'm going to have that for lunch. So that'll be great. And then it's Tuesday, so why not Taco Tuesdays? Because there's very few things in life that pair well with a chocolate shake other than tacos. And this would continue, but all of those decisions, all of those things were completely selfish and completely surrounded by me and what I wanted. And what I wanted in those moments that I felt were going to provide me some level of satisfaction and completion completely for myself. I don't think any of us ever get fat and unhappy because we're trying to do it for someone else. I honestly do not believe anyone's going to listen to this and say, you know, the reason I eat fries and cheesecake and ice cream and all these other things are because, you know, my wife really wants me to be 20 pounds heavier, or my husband wants me to be 40 pounds heavier. I don't think anyone's going to say that. We give ourselves excuses. Pregnant women are about to be upset with me right now. I've never been pregnant. No, I'm never going to be pregnant. And my wife and I will never have children because we have chosen not to. Having said that, I know there are pregnant women everywhere that tell themselves, well, I'm eating for two, which is very true. But that does not mean that you can't eat a balanced and nutritious diet for two. That is not the reason why you went to Baskin Robbins and asked them for a 38th flavor. That's not it. That's not the reason. But it's for you. Like, it's totally for you. Those are the things that we do when we give into how we feel. We are feeling like we want said thing. And if we have and give into said feeling, then we will feel complete in that moment in time. And those can't be the whys that you do keto. And those are the things, those are the reasons, as I sit here and say this, I'm like, man, as I look back at some of my clients that I've had, I've never had a client fail. I know the silence is deafening, right? You're like, wait, what? I've never had a client fail. I have had clients that did not reach certain goals they had set. I have had clients that have discontinued, but I have never had a client fail. And the reason I say that is because they're just not at the stage that they needed to be at. A lot of people start keto for themselves. right? But you can't sustain keto for yourself. You can't. And when I say you can't sustain keto for yourself, I mean that. You have to, at some point in time, unpack a why bigger than your own selfish reasons, because we want to give up on things, right? People say, oh, you're a self-motivated individual. What's an interview question? What is a self-motivated individual? As far as I'm concerned, a self-motivated individual is just one that's aware. Not necessarily aware of self, but aware. Aware of their impact on the life and the things around them. And if you're aware of your life and the things around you, that allows you to find reason to do things beyond yourself. Because at the end of the day, if we only lived for ourselves to do the things we wanted to do, most of us would be eating bonbons and ice cream while sitting in front of our greatest show. That's just the truth. So, you know, give yourself a break and then give yourself a reason beyond yourself as to what you're doing and why you're doing it. And whether that's playing with your kids, whether that's living longer to spend that time with people that you love, whether it's being able to be a better version of yourself so that you can help those people around you or in your past or in your future that you have not yet met that you'd like to help, then do it for them. I don't care. But realize that if you are saying, I'm tired of this, I want to lose 30 pounds, that's fine. But if you think you want to lose 30 pounds for you, when the real challenge comes, when the real challenge shows up, you're going to fail. You're going to fail in that moment and in that time, because for you alone, there's not a great enough reason to resist the temptation. For you and you alone, there's not a great enough reason for you to resist the temptation. All right? So that's the moment where you have to remind yourself that your kids are watching and you're doing this because you want your kids to recognize that they can do anything they set their mind to. You want to do it because you recognize that, you know, your husband is younger or older than you and you want to spend more time with them and you're tired of being winded and tired and out of it, right? Any of those things. You're doing it because you wish you could be your own business owner. And as your own business owner, you know that you need to be able to have a higher level of energy or a clearer thought process. You're doing it because you don't want to die early and leave your kids the way that your friend has, whatever it is. But you've got to identify that thing beyond yourself. Now, in saying all that, I'm going to preface the following with, I don't expect anyone to find and identify their why without using others to do so, right? So if you are going to do this, if this why is going to be for someone beyond yourself, then it makes sense that you'd have to help or find help with someone beyond yourself. And that's the thing that I think is frustrating for me. We get to a point where we think we can accomplish all the things we set out to by ourselves. I don't know where it comes from. I really don't. It drives me absolutely mad. If you want to be the best version of yourself, you cannot become the best version of yourself by yourself. Iron sharpens iron. Four strands of a rope always better than one. These are principles that I use to guide my life. And what it basically means to me, again, snapshot, nutshell, cliff note version, is that you have to find and surround yourself with people that you feel are smarter than you, that are more capable than you in one way, shape, or form. Because if you do that, then you will, in turn, gain wisdom. If you pair yourself with others, you will find yourself in a situation where when you are challenged, when there are issues that come up, you have other people to help rely on and support you where you need it. These are the things that are absolutely necessary in order to allow your why to change, evolve, and be accomplished, right? So I know people are thinking, well, that's why I have support groups. That's why I listen to this podcast. These things are great, but do they give you step-by-step directions into how and what to transition yourself and your loved ones and your family into unpacking these whys? I don't think so. I can talk. I've talked for 32 minutes at this point in time. I have the little clock here to tell me. It's fantastic. Thank you for those of you that are still listening at 32 minutes into this. But I can't sit here and know your individual story and tell you how to apply the changes necessary for your life in order for you to accomplish your why and develop new whys. I also can't tell you or really give you a blueprint into what you need to do to transition those around you. There are people smarter than myself that have, however, created and utilized their backgrounds and their research in order to put those things together to give a foundation and blueprint for how to unpack and do those things. And my question is, why? why resist the utilization of those things, those tools that are out there? If an architect took the time to build a drawing, then don't you think the foreman, the GM, should use those blueprints to build your house? Those are the kind of things that I feel are out there, and I really hope to help point you guys in the proper direction to look at how you unpack those things. In a world where we spend frivolous money on the world's best milkshakes and our coffee drinks filled with sugar, I think we need to take the time to invest, not in ourselves, but in those around us that we love, to be and unpack those things that we are doing for them as we try to grow through the why and the challenges that come with being and living for others. Right? So I'm going to say that again because I feel like someone got lost in that. Like, wait, what is he actually saying? What I'm saying is if your why, okay, if you finally identified and realized that the why is not for you and the why is for your children or your husband or your wife or your parents or whoever, maybe it's for your neighbor, I don't care, whatever, right? If you finally identified your why and you realize that why is beyond yourself, it's beyond who you are, it's beyond why you live, it's beyond the little ripple that is your life, and it goes into the impact of how your life impacts the others, then you should be okay with the fact that you are going to use a blueprint to help give you guidance beyond yourself. That guidance, that blueprint is going to be for not for you, but for those other people that you're doing this why for. So why does that matter? Because as I've said in other podcasts, you can leave from New York and drive to California. Now, I've used this in terms of speaking about macros and using custom macros. And everyone knows for the most part, and if you're a new listener, I apologize. I think macros are very important for you to follow. But everyone knows you can make it to California from New York if you drive west. Now, obviously, you're going to have to change a little bit. You'll have to make some directions. But I have faith in everyone that if they follow the path of west, leaving from New York, eventually you'll hit California. I don't know how long, I don't know how many detours you'll have to take, I don't know how many times you'll get sidetracked or be off course, but eventually you will hit California. Okay, cool. Having said that, if there's a map, if there's a GPS, if there is a tool that is out there and available for you to make a more concise, predictable route, or take a more precise and predictable route to get there, then how much do you think you'd save in being able to make that? How much is that worth? What's the value behind that? Those are the things that I really want to help uncover for people. So if you guys have listened to episode 22, I showcased the manufacturer, F-Bomb. Ross Taylor was on. Absolutely fantastic guy, fantastic family, great heart. And their product is something that I trust, I use, and I think that listeners should use as well. There is a code. It is KetoNeo if you'd like 20% off ordering things from the F-Bomb website. That's just a shameless plug for F-Bomb. But my point in saying that is that they are someone that I believe you guys can look to for help, guidance, and assistance along your journey. When you're traveling and you're looking to bring some extra fat with you, they have options. They have tools. Use them. There are going to be other manufacturers that come up that are showcased on this podcast. Right now, Brittany and I are thinking we're going to do one manufacturer per month. We don't want to bombard you. And also, I'll be honest with you, there are some that just don't cut it for us as far as what we want to showcase, what we want to highlight, and what we think you guys should put your trust and support behind. So as we uncover those, as we identify who they are, we'll share them. But we're going to be very selective with who they are. And as we unroll, as we unpack and roll those things out, we want you to feel confident and comfortable in us as you trust us with these things to jump in head first. With that said, okay, as those tools come out, don't be afraid to use them. Use them to help you because those challenges do come up. And when those challenges come up and you unpack your why and you recognize it's there, I want you to be able to lean back on a tool that helps make it a little bit easier to overcome whatever the current challenge is. And so tomorrow, we are going to have an episode with, that's right, I said it. I can already tell you right now, the forecast for episode 24 is going to be with Danny Vega and Rachel Gregory. Danny Vega and Rachel Gregory. Some of you already know who they are. Some of you follow them, and that's fantastic. But the point in this episode, the point of the next episode, is because there are far too many people that are trying to figure out how to do this keto thing, and they're failing miserably, and or and or they have families that they're trying to transition and they're really struggling to do so. They've made the change. They continue to do it for themselves. They're challenged. They have these obstacles. They recognize that their why is beyond themselves. They're doing it because they want to live for their kids. They're doing it because they want their kids to have a great example. They're doing it because they've watched their spouse struggle with health. They're doing it because they've watched a family member outside of their immediate or a friend, or maybe it was someone on social media that just showed, you know, their own struggles. Maybe it was Jillian Michaels in her ignorance. Whatever. I know that there are far too many people that are trying to figure out how to do this, and I don't have the time or ability to reach everyone. I wish I did. I love this podcast. It's a platform to do those things. But they've created a program that is completely comprehensive, absolutely amazing, and is a tool to help assist you make that transition. And I'm going to have them on to share a little bit about how the program came about, why they're doing the program. And I want to hear from them as to why they think people will utilize or not utilize the program, because I'm interested to know, what do they think? And what do you guys think? Please feel free to message me, DM me. I want to know what you guys think. Why do you think there are so many people that are afraid to take the help and the support? I know a lot of us think we can do things on our own. I mentioned that a little bit earlier, and we can't. We can't. We can't do things in our own motivation. We can't do things on our own accord. There has to be something that comes in as an intervention to help us, right? And that can be understanding the other people surrounding us, the reasons why we do the things we do, and the guidelines and blueprints that are there. And so I want to talk to them about this program. It's called the Killing It Fat Fueled Program. Again, this was something very impromptu. I really just wanted to get them on and talk and share these things with you guys as the listeners, because I really do find it to be that valuable. I have looked at the entire program, the recipes, the hearts of the other people that have put their hearts into the recipes and things shared, the guidelines, the workouts. It is something that, you know, you hear me say on this podcast constantly, free your mind and change your life. And this is going to allow you and empower you not only to free your mind and change your life, but to free the minds and the lives of those around you, your family. And guess what? Guess what? Once you get this program, you can share it. You can share it with other people that need it. You're going to have insight, and you can tell them that, hey, they can get their own version and their own copy so that they can use it too. This is something that I feel like more of us need to do in this space that is the challenges and the whys that we continue to go through, because keto is a life-changing journey. And once it changes your life, once it impacts you as greatly as it has myself and others that you hear from on a regular basis, you will too want to be able to share a said thing and to be able to tell them, hey, for this small amount, you get all of this from it. And I can't stress enough the fact that it's really something that, you know, when I had the opportunity to share it and present it with you guys, and I had the opportunity to get Danny and Rachel on, who I look up to and admire what they've done and what they continue to do greatly, I really wanted to make sure that I put everything else aside to share it with you guys. Especially now, while we're still in January, you know, there's still plenty of time for people to have, you know, taken their New Year's quote unquote resolution, failed at it, and get back on the right track with some help and assistance. And I didn't want the month to close out without sharing it. This is not my program. I will say this again. This is not my program. It's not the Keto Matrix program. This is not something that I came up with. I had absolutely nothing to do with it as far as recipes and any of those things. I'm sharing it because it's absolutely something I believe in. And I absolutely think it's something that goes beyond me. As I said before, I don't have kids. I'm not pregnant. Don't plan on being pregnant. Don't plan on having any kids. But this is something with this comprehensive program where it really does help you walk that out for your family. And I know there's a family out there right now that is looking to figure out how they can take what they're doing for the loved ones around them and have them get on that same journey. So without further ado, stay tuned for that. If you have questions on it, you can go to Killing It Fat Fueled to get information. You can also follow Danny and or Killing It Keto, which is Rachel on Instagram. But again, this episode will go live at midnight. So it's Friday when you're listening to this. And tomorrow, stay tuned. Absolutely. There will be episode 24 where Danny and Rachel are on and we're going to talk about it, their backgrounds. You know, I just talked to Rachel recently. You know how many hours she had to put into her clinicals? I mean, like over 1,000 hours, she said, in clinicals. And this was years ago when she was just kind of creating programs for nutrition for things within school. And, you know, that aspect alone, you know, all of the clients that I have, I've put in a ton of hours. I never did 1,000 hours of clinicals. Never. I haven't. Probably, I'd probably say now, if you looked at the time that I put in, it could probably equate and roll over fine. But the information, the background, the time that was put in this program is definitely something I think everyone should jump on and take advantage of sooner than later. Guys, it's been 43 minutes and I could probably talk forever because that's what I do, but I'm going to let you guys go knowing that this is going to come up. The program will come up. I will share Danny and Rachel with you guys tomorrow. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And really, again, as I always say, you know, if this resonates with you, if this is something that you think someone else can relate to, if you just want to tell them that they need to think about and set their mind right, you know, I've seen the pictures and people post, take the red pill or blue pill. And, you know, this is the keto matrix. The reality is you have to make a choice when you start this. You have to make a choice. And when you make that choice, everyone thinks it's a one-time thing. That's the only flaw of the movie, The Matrix, in my eyes, is that Neo was given the opportunity to take that pill one time. You have to take the pill every day with every choice and with every decision you make along your journey, every single time. Because at some point in time, you always will have the opportunity to say, I forget it, I'm going to go do this. And you've got to choose differently. You've got to choose wisely, and you've got to continue trucking. That's it, guys. I'm signing off. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. I hope that this episode was not boring and that you were able to pull some inside information. I will be here tomorrow with episode 24. Thank you guys so much for being the best part of the Keto Matrix, the Keto Matrix podcast. I appreciate it. And we will talk soon. Peace.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com.